The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That man's name is Philip Sayce, S-A-Y-C-E. I'm telling you what, the best living guitar player. I mean, this guy's the best in the business right now, right? I like nobody, and I know, you like every. Oh well, what about all, everybody else who's been so great and all the great guitar players? You have your favorite guitar player, but this guy, speed-wise, power-wise, nobody better. Top of his game. Philip Sayce, and a complete gentleman. He's the guy that Mikey went and told me, "Dad, can we go see Philip Sayce?" And I said, "Who's Philip Sayce now? I should know who this is." And sure enough, he's just ripping it up. He's got a new album out. And he was so nice to Michael. Let Michael, he calls his guitar a mother. And he's got a beat-up Fender, an old beat-up Fender. When I tell you, it's like it's been on the road like forever, but sounds spectacular, you know. And Philip plays it like nobody else. And he said, "Mike, you want to hold my guitar?" Mikey's eyes got real big. So I can see my Michael as he grows and being the accomplished guitarist. Thank God Almighty. We worry about our kids, you know. "Here, take the guitar, Mikey. Play it forever, please." You know. So, and he's absorbed a lot of Philip's style, which is just great. So if you get a chance to see Philip Sayce, to download his album on iTunes, you must listen, especially if you're like a baby boomer and you dig that blues rock and that hard rock and roll with the best guitar player around today in Philip Sayce. Thank you very much for allowing me to say that. You know, by the way, speaking of back in the day, I'm looking here and I posted this because I think it was our buddy Rudy Swag that put this out, that they found an old ad of Saturday Night Live. Look, I'm looking at it now. I posted it on social media. I cannot believe this, man. I've been around like forever. It says, "Ouch, Saturday Night Live is back live." And it's a newspaper ad. Remember newspapers? Yeah. Well, that it's like a paper ad. And it's me with my little mini afro. And they got Eddie on the other side. And then they have the cast. They're sharp. Their humor has teeth in it. That's after we did the 10 shows when we started. We replaced the original cast. And we just didn't do well. And no disrespect. It was a no-win situation, man. Like I say in my show on stage, you could never replace Gilda Radner or Belushi and Aykroyd, you know? And you couldn't do it. And, you know, we just glitched. We did 10 shows. We got destroyed in the reviews. People were saying, "What happened to our show?" And they weren't wrong. And it was tough. And yet they kept Eddie. And they fired everybody. Fired everybody. I remember being on the 17th floor. And producer Dick Ebersole came in. Whacked everybody. And even Gilbert, who was my longtime friend at the time. And a brilliant comic genius. They whacked Gilly too. And Gilly walked out. And me and Eddie we were too young. We just didn't care. But they called us in together. "All right, Piscopo, Murphy, come in here." And I'll never forget sitting across the desk from Dick Ebersole, a legendary producer, and went on to do great things at NBC Sports. But a tough guy, you know, but a great producer. And he said, "Well, we're going to keep you guys like that. Well, we're going to keep you guys." And we were supposed to go, "Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you." Me and Eddie looked at our watches. I swear to God, we said, "Yeah, look, we got to go. We got sets at the clubs. Do you mind if we split?" Like, that was so rude, so, you know, flippant. Yeah, to be young and obnoxious again, you know. So it was great. So we stayed. So the rest is history. But as I go through the cast looking here, just reminiscing on this Throwback Thursday, Robin Duke, my Wendy Weiner, of course, you know, Gary Kroger, great guy, and Brad Hall and Julia Louis-Dreyfus. We brought Julia Louis-Dreyfus in from Chicago. And she was great. And Brad Hall, she was married to Brad at the time, I believe. And they were great. And Mary Gross. Remember Mary Gross? How great Mary Gross was? She was great, too. And the man that really held it together, honestly, was Tim Kazurinsky. He was an Australian, you know, American citizen, came from Australia. And he was just, his demeanor was right. He kept the calm among the cast with the craziness of Saturday Night Live. So I posted that. That is so funny looking. Looks like forever ago. Huh? No. Can we, Al, Frank, can we talk about Rudy Valli? You know, I met Rudy Valli many years ago. Hey, I have to clear up something here first. Al said to me, Frankie Five Burrows, yesterday, he goes, I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan a month before he passed away.
Oh.
Stevie tragically lost his life in a helicopter crash in 1990. And then he said, yeah, and John Belushi opened for him. John Belushi died, I think, in 1984, was it like that?
Yeah.
So whoever you saw was just pretending to be John Belushi.
Interesting. No. I never said John Belushi. I said Cocker.
No, I took it as John Belushi.
No, I didn't. I never said John Belushi.
Wait, you said John Belushi.
And I said, no, Joe Cocker, because we played Joe Cocker because his birthday would have been yesterday.
I understood it was John opening for Stevie Ray. And then I was talking to Michael yesterday, and we said, whoa. I said, wait a minute. I said, Mikey, when did Stevie Ray die? And it was 1990. I said, well, John Belushi was dead a few years.
That's pretty good. That's very Columbo.
I said, and if you'd like me to pull the tapes there,
well,
Columbo,
you know what? I would like you to pull the tape, because the way you – I know what you meant now that you explained it, but the way it sounded based in the context of our conversation.
As I was saying it, Joe was interrupting me.
No. Joe was talking about John Belushi, you said, I saw him perform right before he died.
You meant Joe Cocker, because we were playing Joe Cocker
to open up the 7 o'clock hour.
The fact that you said him when Joe was telling the story about John Belushi.
You're right. Yeah.
Okay.
You
know. But hey, wait.
So you, but you know what? Wait, whoa. Albert, you saw Joe Cocker open for Stevie Ray Vaughan? Now, this is very important.
Can we have someone fact check this story? What's Michael doing now? Wake him up. Wake him up. Have him investigate.
Wake up, my son.
2 minutes of my life, I'm not going to get back here. I mean, you know.
Have him ask to see Al's ticket stub.
No, I got to.
And a photo.
I tell you what, a show. Joe Cocker and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yes, it was a short tour. It was a short tour after he had done the tour with Jeff Beck, the Fire and the Fury tour back in 1989. He did a little short summer tour with Joe Cocker as his opening act.
A month before he passed away.
Yes, I believe it was July of 1990. We were out at Jones Beach.
With Cocker. Unbelievable. That's a great show. The great Joe Cocker. You know, and it's interesting now because my son now he he likes Stevie Ray Vaughan, and it was everything about Stevie Ray Vaughan. Then he liked Philip Sace, and he really I could see him emulate Philip Sace. But now he loves Stevie Wonder. Isn't that funny, Frankie? I mean,
that's wonderful.
Because Stevie Wonder's got to be, and I know how Stevie's great, but he's got to be a mathematician with the brilliance of his music, how different it is and how it's laid out. Just a brilliant cat. So I got to get Mikey over to a Stevie Wonder concert. Hey, Joe on the radio, we're just riffing. I see the phone calls. Thank you for holding. You're very, very kind and great to have you with us. But there are times, to your point, Leonardo called, to your point, all you watch when you watch the news, and Leonardo made the point, and he's right. It's our very socialist, progressive friends, the liberals, who are in gloom and doom mode. And they everything's negative. Everything is negative. They don't come up with initiatives. They don't come up with, let me solve this problem myself. It's all doom and gloom. So I have to concentrate. I am so bored with having to check the news and then check all the news, you know, and it, like the day before we come on the air, just so I could report to you handily, at least try to see what's going on and report to you in a respectable manner. It's all so negative. And the voices of, oh, and this is what's happening. And the president with hydroxychloroquine. Why is it so negative? What in journalism school are they taught? Why are they taught to be snarky, pseudo-intellectual, hateful, and negative? Why? And now it's true. When you hear, and I'm objective, I'm telling you, I don't care what you say, I'm objective, because I understand the criticisms. You know, I know I'm objective, because when you criticize something, whether it's about the administration or it's about certainly what we do on the radio, you know what, you gotta be humble about it, and you have to understand it. But I'm telling you, what they say about the press now, they are in lockstep with the mainstream media is in lockstep with the progressive socialists, and it's true. So now you wonder why President Trump repeats what he has done and then tweets what he has to do, because they're all against this guy, man. And it's why don't they just let it be? Why don't you come up with an initiative to work with the president, like infrastructure, for example, like opioid. Remember opioid addiction? It's still there. We don't care about it. We don't work with this president as opposed to going up against him. Oh, my Lord, it's just so negative. So we like to deviate here and there and just have some fun. Now, Congressman Peter King is with us. Peter voted for the stimulus bill. And you know what? He's going to tell you why he voted for the stimulus bill and explain to it. Assemblymember Nicole Malliotakis is with us. We're going to talk about the COVID patients in nursing homes, exactly what happened. Very, very privileged to have Dr. Robert Kadlec on the show, Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response. That's at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Dr. Kadlec, right there from the HHS. Liz Claman, you got worries about your money. What's going on? Are we going to come back? What, now they're saying we'll never come back. It'll take a generation to recover from this. Liz Claman is so smart. She's the host of the Claman Countdown weekdays, 3 p.m. on Fox Business, and she'll join us as well. And Andrew Alfano is with the CEO of Retro Fitness. 9 o'clock, any question you have about physical activity, about working out, about the gyms, when your gym's really officially open, Andrew will break it all down for you today. And Suzanne Hobbs, she's the Director of Communications for Boomer Natural. Well, I love these Boomer Naturals. So I took the garbage out. Albert, I got to go to Al on this. How about me? I tie the big bin to the back of my truck with a bungee cord and my Boomer Naturals mask on. No one's around. I put the mask on anyway. What am I going to tell you?
Yeah, I mean, but that's the point. You live in the middle of nowhere. Why do you need the mask when
because
you go out of the
every
house?
Time I move out of my house, Al, someone shows up. The kid up the road comes up, knocks on my door, rings my doorbell. Oh, the package was delivered. So I'm through the door going, all right, just leave it there. Don't look at me. Don't breathe on me because you probably have the coronavirus. I know. Everybody's panicking, you know. Oh, my God. Remember shaking someone's hand and then giving them a shoulder bump? You're like, hey, man.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
No. Is that gone away forever, do you think?
Well, it was fun. I think it has. It was funny. Yesterday, I dropped off beer to my neighbor.
Thanks, Frank.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I don't think so. You know, one of the many insightful comments that you made about 2 weeks ago, Joe, I've actually been thinking about regularly for the last 2 weeks, because you pointed out when we were talking with the author,
what
John
did I say,
Barry.
Stay with your first wife.
Hopefully good advice. But when we were talking with John Barry, the author of that book about the Spanish flu epidemic, and you pointed out, and I have to confess it's something I didn't think about, you pointed out how amazing it was that a year and a half, 2 years after that, we had the roaring 20s, people going crazy, you know, going to parties every night. And I've been thinking about that because I've been watching Boardwalk Empire for the first time.
And
you see everything that's going on. Everything's intimate. People are kissing. Yeah. People are shaking hands, hugging, and everything else. That was 2 years after the world's deadliest pandemic. So
thank you.
It may seem like things will never go back to normal, but your words have been ringing around my brain while I've been watching this show for the last 2 weeks. So I do think we will see the era of the handshake and the shoulder bump return.
Yeah, I think, Frankie, thank you so much, because I did. I said, I've been watching, sometimes I watch history, and I just absorb with this history, and I'm watching things from right after the First World War, you know, 1920-ish, like that. And I knew my pop was born in 1916, you know, and I'd watch something. And then they were crazy. It was like when they would go into bars, and it was the Roaring Twenties, for crying out loud. 2 years prior to that, 50 million people died around the world.
Probably more, actually. Probably more. We don't know exactly how many, but probably more.
Wow. And it was China's fault back then, Frank. No, I didn't say
that. It was Kansas's fault, but we still blame the Spanish.
I know, the poor Spanish people got the blame. They got the blame. It was because they discovered it in Spain. It wasn't the Spanish, it was the Fort Riley, Kansas flu, which is so true. But it's true. So we will be back. That's a great note of optimism. Oh, we'll go to the calls momentarily. Let me go to Susie on the road in for Debbie Duhame at 19 after 7 o'clock, right here on AM 970. The Answer. Thank you, Susie Cerrone.
My pleasure, Joe. Good morning. Not so good at the Hudson River crossings. Here's the deal. An accident involving a fuel spill. 495 by Pleasant Avenue. So right now, the inbound Lincoln Tunnel is closed. At the outbound Lincoln, an overhyped tractor trailer has just cleared for the North Tube. So if you're heading into the city, definitely stick with the George or the Holland. We do have alternate signs suspended for religious observances, meters in effect. Accident on the Jackie Robinson northbound is gone, but delays in Queens on the LIE westbound from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. Delays in New Jersey with a crash. 78 westbound is slow. Exit 33 to 29 for 287 in Bedminster. That's a left lane accident. In Newark, an accident on 109 south and at Raymond Boulevard in the left lane. Crash on 280 westbound at exit 7. The thruway is okay. The Palisades is not. Crash on the Palisades Parkway north at exit 7 in Nanuet. Single laning there. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay Sekulow can't believe what he's seeing in the Flynn case.
Judge Sullivan orders a former trial court, district court judge, to basically serve, in my view, Andy, I think he's serving as a special counsel, special prosecutor. I mean, Andy, collectively, you and I have been practicing law like 90 years. I've never heard of anything like this in my life. Never.
Never, never in my life have I heard of anything like what Judge Sullivan has done in the last 2 days.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7, on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Ford's Chicago plant stopped production for a second straight day yesterday because of a parts shortage after a supplier idled its assembly lines. The supplier, Lear, makes seats for the Ford factory, and an employee tested positive for the coronavirus. The Chicago Ford factory had been closed twice for several hours on Tuesday. Also, Ford's pickup truck plant in Dearborn, Michigan, temporarily closed for cleaning yesterday after a worker at that plant tested positive for the virus. The Labor Department releases its weekly jobless claims report today. Economists are estimating another 2.5 million people filed claims in the week ending May 16th. Claims have been gradually declining since the record of 6.8 million in the week ending March 28th. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
The big media is at war with President Trump. Now, Newsmax TV reveals the media's dangerous agenda. Watch Newsmax TV and see shows with Chris Salcedo, Sean Spicer, and Greg Kelly as they expose the fake news. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable channel on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, MediaCom, Wow, Armstrong, CenturyLink, and more. Just check your channel guide. Everyone is talking about Newsmax TV, so watch it today.
Armchair psychologists have tried and failed to throw doubt on President Trump's sanity, but there's a new book that puts truly insane rulers in historic perspective. It's called History's Nine Most Insane Rulers. Author Scott Rank has unearthed the real lives of the nine most mentally unbalanced leaders through the ages. Some suffered from schizophrenia, like King Charles VI of France, who thought he was made of glass. Then there's Ottoman Sultan Ibrahim, the first who practiced his archery skills by pointing his arrows at his palace servants. And how about the president for life of Turkmenistan, who named the days of the week after himself? There's a serious side to all this. Power can be addictive and destructive for those who hold on to it for too long. This book, History's Nine Most Insane Rulers, takes an in-depth look at the toxic mixture of absolute power and insanity. Are insane rulers a relic of the age of monarchs? Get the surprising answers in the new book, History's Nine Most Insane Rulers by Scott Rank. Order it today at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Peter King, Congressman King, standing by. I want to tell you about Rhino Shield and how, I'm telling you, I can't tell you enough about Rhino Shield. This is the ceramic coating that you put on your house, good for 25 years, right? And it seals your house or your business, by the way. So Susan, you call Susan and give you the number. She is she's an independent small business owner. We love to support Rhino Shield. I love telling you about Rhino Shield because it's so easy to do. You don't even see the person come to your house. And Susan says to me, Joe, we should do your deck because I have a big deck that wraps around the house. It's a lot of deck, but it was kind of beat up. The wood was beat up. And I go, nah, and I went back and forth. And Susan goes, no, you should Rhino Shield your deck. Best thing I've done. I Rhino Shielded the house a couple years ago. Now we did the deck. And again, as I pull out of the driveway every day and I look down, and it's a little farmhouse in the woods, man, I'm telling you. But it looks, and she picked the color. The kids and I went through, it's so much fun. We picked one color, the kids picked the other color. Susan said, you may want to go with butternut. And I went, okay. I didn't know there was a butternut color. But we made the house looks brand spanking new. You have to Rhino Shield your home or your calling card, which is your business. And Susan, so much fun and so easy to work with. Now Susan has this for you. 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of May, no matter when you want the job started. Again, you're not going to see who's there. These guys that came out did my house, boom. They were in, they were out. It was so easy. You'll get a picture of your home emailed to you in the color that you want. Susan is offering, please hear this, please. No payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Boom. Just like that. So support your local small business. Please call Rhino Shield. I Rhino Shielded the house. Arthur Idala, best thing he did for his beach house. He did the same exact thing. Call Susan and you say, look, I heard you on Joe's show. What can you do for me at my house or my business? 877-744-6608. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us on this May 21st, on this Thursday, 727, on the flagship station for Salem Media around the world. Thank you so much for listening all over on AM970TheAnswer.com. Congressman Peter King is with us. Peter, we've known each other long enough. I know you're kind enough. You always call early, and I know you hear me talking about Rhino Shield, and I know you're gonna bust my chops about that as soon as we come on the air, sir, and a good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Joe, and actually I'm in a very good mood. I'm a typical Irish guy. We're full of good humor. We're full of charm. And we even look down upon people that we think are a little crazy. So that's really, that's all I can say. How are you doing?
Congressman, we're doing great. Thank, by the grace of God, it's good. We're back. We're getting into it and all. And Peter, you know, we've known each other. I have such immense love and respect for you and know the great public servant that you are. Of course, I know a lot of the folks on the right are criticizing you for voting for that $3 trillion House right. stimulus bill. So we wanted to invite you on the air and just answer the criticism and just explain to us why you did that, sir.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. First of all of those extra items that are in there, I would oppose almost all of them. But the fact is the state and local governments have to get funding. Mitch McConnell said he was not going to allow it in the Senate. He told us that we should instead go bankrupt. And that this bill does provide tremendous amounts for state and local government, for cops, for firefighters, et cetera. So that sends a vehicle over to the Senate that has the spending in it that we need. Now, Mitch McConnell can knock all the other stuff out, but I wanted to get something on the table in the Senate that had funding for the cops, the firefighters, the first responders, the hazard pay, all that's in there. Everything else as far as the illegal immigration and, I guess, absentee ballots, mail-in ballots, all that can be stricken out in the Senate because they have to get 60 votes to get anything through. That can all be taken out. But I wanted to get that over there. That's the reality. Yeah. And the culprit here is Mitch McConnell. By doing this, he gave up his leadership, and he allowed Pelosi to come in and draw the bill. He could have done this first, and this issue never would have happened. So, no, listen, I can tell you right now, no matter how you think about Andrew Cuomo or any of the other Democratic officials, the funding issue we have has nothing to do with them right now. All I'm looking for New York is money that's directly related to the coronavirus as far as spending and lost revenue. In Nassau County, 40% of our revenue comes from sales tax. Well, basically no sales tax money is coming in. So the county is going to go broke. Suffolk County can go broke.
Yeah,
and it's all because of the virus. And whenever, like, you know, Kentucky, if they have a hurricane or a storm or whatever, we always give them the federal aid they need. So that's all this is about, and that's why I did it. And it's unfortunate that some people right away assume I have some ulterior motive that I'm doing it. No, I'm doing it because I want the cops and the firefighters in New York to get the funding. They would not get it if Mitch McConnell was allowed to just stay where he is. So, again, it's over there. It's going to go to the Senate. This will be sitting there. And it's now on the negotiating table is the funding that we need. And then everything else, they can take it out.
Yeah, Congressman, well said, and it's hard to argue with, but help us out here if you would, Congressman King. So when the money goes to the cities and the states, and I think what a lot of us are afraid of, that because they're so mismanaged, especially, and with due respect to our Democratic, your Democratic colleagues, and I don't mean to attack anybody, but they really are mismanaged and they're in debt to such a degree. Is this money going to be, would that be sent to them to make up for old debt, or can you firewall that, sir?
No, we would have to firewall it, make it dollar for dollar directly related to the coronavirus. And that would be for, they would have to itemize what their expenses were for the cops, firefighters, hospitals, transit workers, all of that. And also document the lost revenue to show how much money was lost because of the economic shutdown. No, this is not going to take care of, they talk about state pension funds. No, this would not be applicable to any of that or any of the spending sprees at all that have caused real problems in New York in particular. No, I'm talking about strictly money related to the coronavirus, same as we had to fight to get the money for Sandy, when Chris Christie and I had to fight to get the money for New York and New Jersey after Sandy, and they were trying to use the same arguments there.
Right,
no, the money has to be dollar for dollar.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, too, you know, and you work in a bipartisan way, which so a lot of us appreciate. And what's with it? And people will say, oh, you can't put Congressman King on. He voted for that stimulus, or they get mad because my longtime, lifelong friend, Judge Napolitano, doesn't agree with the president. I mean, can't we put politics aside and just work this out in an amicable way? That's one thing I admire about you, Congressman King.
Yeah, I think it would also help if we gave people some credit. I mean, if you look at my record over the years, no one has stood more for conservative values, whether it's cops, whether it's firemen, whether it's being opposed to Trump impeachment, defending Trump, when very few others were on Russia. I was saying from the start the Russia investigation was a hoax, standing up to those who wouldn't stand for the national anthem, taking on the Kaepernicks of the world. No, so your record is there. And then if you go against them, you know, they get all this stuff. I guess it's fed to them by some, different groups. They get it. And they, as one guy said, that I'm the worst congressman New York City ever had. Well, I don't represent New York City. I represent Long Island. I mean, they really, you can tell a lot of this fact being spoon-fed to them. That's unfortunate to automatically be questioning someone's motive. Like, you're right, Judge Napolitano. I mean, he has very distinct conservative views, and he's had some differences, obviously, with President Trump. But Napolitano has shown his ability over the years and his dedication over the years. So if we're going to say that listen, on my Facebook page, 1 week they're telling me I'm selling out because I want a job with the Trump administration when I leave Congress. Now they say I want a job with Nancy Pelosi. I mean, I'll be totally bipolar by the time this is over,
And because I sometimes I'll get off on a whiny rant, Congressman, and talk about Governor Cuomo or Governor Brown, but I try to be respectful. Like I was on the air, I was saying that earlier this morning on the radio. I jumped on Kansas City radio just to talk to some folks out there in the beautiful Kansas City. I found myself not defending Governor Cuomo or Governor Murphy, just saying I had to do a caveat and say, I don't want to say anything bad about them because I'm speaking, when you go outside of your region,
right.
Because they're not really the enemy as many mistakes as they may have made. It's China who is the enemy. And
right.
we keep forgetting that. It's the communists that we're fighting for, crying out loud. And to that point, Congressman King, what do we do? I love when Josh Hawley steps up or Senator Cotton steps up. Are you along that mindset? Just decouple from China entirely, Congressman King?
Yeah, listen, I think we should cut as much as we possibly can, starting immediately with pharmaceuticals, all of the anything at all involving healthcare we should do, and as much of the industrial base as we can. We can't do it overnight, but we should start basically getting out as quickly as we can. China has shown that it can't be trusted. I was looking at my record because now I'm collecting everything as I'm leaving Congress after all my papers together. I voted against the most favored nation for China back in 1993, 1994. I mean, I didn't foresee this happening, but I did it because they had not shown that they had respect for human rights. They had not shown that they were yet a real civilized country, that despite their economy booming, they still in many ways like a third and fourth world autocracy. They had really no respect for democracy, no respect for human rights. And we shouldn't be just welcoming them in just because we can get a better deal on some item that we need for manufacturing. In the long run, not only is it immoral, but it turns out now it's so damaging to our national security.
Yeah, Congressman, before we let you go, sir, this Flynn case. Oh, my gosh, we keep learning more about this Flynn case and what happened and the Russia probe, how ridiculous it is. Where do you think things are going from there regarding the General Flynn case, sir?
I have a bias. I'm a friend of General Flynn. I got to know him when I was on the Intelligence Committee, and he was head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Mm-hmm. And if you recall, that's the time when President Obama said Islamist terrorism was dead and ISIS was the JV. And we would have General Flynn, who had no partisanship at all. In fact, he could have been a Democrat then, for all I know. He was in before a committee saying, no, this is going to be a threat. They're going to take over parts of the Middle East. ISIS is powerful and different from anything Al-Qaeda ever was. And he was saying that, and he ended up getting fired by the Obama administration. So the Obama people had it in for Flynn, General Flynn, from the start. And what was done to him, Comey come in after the FBI interrogated or questioned Flynn under really subterfuge. It was terrible the way they did it. But Comey said that the agents who interviewed him did not believe he lied. The FBI concluded that Flynn had not lied. They also were ready to close out the investigation into Russia because they found nothing on Flynn at all. Then Mueller comes in, and the FBI and Mueller go after Flynn, and they charge him. They indict him for one reason. They wanted to get President Trump. They figured if they indicted Flynn and charged Flynn and bankrupted Flynn, which they did, threatened to indict his family, which they did, that he would turn on President Trump and they'd be able to finally prove that Donald Trump is a Russian agent. It was this is a disgrace. Any American, I don't care if you're the most left-wing liberal in the country, you should be screaming out against this. This is the type of thing that goes on in a dictatorship and a police state. What they did to Flynn, what they tried to do to President Trump, and they held the country hostage for 2 years while we were going through this whole, actually almost, 2 years, 2 full years it was spent on this. Disgrace.
Yeah. I should have been on what was going on and coming out of China. Congressman Peter King, great chat with you this morning, Peter. Our love to you and to Rosemary and to the family. And, we appreciate you always jumping on the air with us, my friend. And it'll be Michael's of Brooklyn in Brooklyn soon enough. Huh? Come on now.
We got to get there. Okay. Okay.
And then we'll do an Irish pub for you, too, as well. Just for equal time. All right.
They won't let you in.
Then the Italians. They won't let the Italians in. Thank you, Congressman. All the very best, sir. Congressman Peter King right there, 7:38 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Nicole Malliotakis will join us, and we'll talk to Dr. Robert Kedlick as well at the 8 o'clock hour from HHS, from the Department of Health and Human Services. And your phone calls, I'll get to them ASAP. I love when you call, and I apologize. We're kind of backed up, but I'll get there as soon as we can at 877-970-2999. 7:38, Big Al standing by with the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey's hairdressers and barbers have a message for Governor Murphy, and they delivered it with what they say was a photo shoot yesterday in Verona Park. About 200 of them gathered. There were no speeches, but one message asking the governor to let them open. Anne-Marie Nardone, owner of Portrait Salon in Montclair, tells NorthJersey.com that she will abide by any guideline but just needs to get back to work. Personal care businesses are still closed under emergency orders. And New York City will glow green in tribute to essential park workers who have been keeping green spaces going through the pandemic. The Empire State Building will light green tonight, along with the Washington Square Arch. When the Parks Department notes staff have been out every day keeping the city's green spaces open for all visitors, from maintenance and operations teams to parks enforcement patrol officers and urban park rangers. In sports, the Giants, Jets, and the rest of the NFL are in for a big financial hit if games are played without fans. Forbes projects the league could lose $5.5 billion based on stadium revenue for 2018. Players would be directly affected as they receive nearly 50% of total revenue based on the labor agreement. Stuck in traffic, Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
Partly cloudy and 50 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is suspended. Meters in effect if you're heading into the city out of Jersey. Avoid the inbound Lincoln Tunnel. An accident on 495 by Pleasant Avenue. It's involving a fuel spill, so the inbound Lincoln is closed. Stick with the George or the Holland instead. Delays on the LIE westbound through Queens. That's volume. Pretty bad accident. 78 west when it exit 29 for 287. Left lane out. That's a 20-minute delay. In Newark, an accident on 109 south. And at Raymond Boulevard, crash on 280 West when it exits 7. Palisades Parkway at exit 7 in Nanuet. That's an accident with single laning, but the throughway southbound is looking just fine. Your forecast for today, sunny and not as windy. Your high today, 64 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 53 in the city. Friday becoming cloudy and a shower late Friday with a high of 71. Sorry to say, Saturday a washout. Cloudy shower, 69. Sunday, partly sunny and 69. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
Yeah. Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. How about this? You know, I always tell you about things. I said, man, it's been 100 years since last pandemic. What has been invented? What happened with science? Like, they haven't advanced? Well, fruits and vegetables in capsule form, if that's not 21st century goodness, I don't know what is. And that comes from Balance of Nature, and it's all natural for you too, which I love about it. Think about it. You should be eating so many fruits and vegetables, you know it. That builds up your immune system, and we all knew it. When Mom always said, eat your vegetables, she was right. She knew. You eat your vegetables. But you and I, you know, you can't every day. You're going to go, what, are you going to grab something? Oh, I better have my fruits and vegetables. Just don't have time to do it. That's what's brilliant about the concept that Dr. Douglas Howard came up with regarding Balance of Nature. It's fruits and vegetables. It's in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients, 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables. And I keep telling you, a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature will give you access to your own health coach at no additional charge as well, because they want you to live a healthy life. This is a tremendous service from the Howard family to your family. You call your personal health coach. Discuss any questions. Here's the number. I'm telling you, this is the way you build up, in my opinion, your immune system and overall better health. Balance of Nature. Here, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Remember, the best defense against any virus is your own strong immune system. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use that discount code, The Answer.
Right now, the world feels different as we stay apart to make sure we can safely come back together. Till then, there is something you can do without even leaving your home. Respond to the 2020 census online, by phone, or by mail. The census impacts where hundreds of billions in federal funding will go for things like hospitals, schools, and roads. Now is the time to go to 2020census.gov. It's as easy as it is important. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
Sean, tell me about your experience with Landmark Capital.
I was very fortunate to have discovered David through your show.
Did you feel pressure in working with Landmark?
Not at all. I had said to him, let me do some research on this. And he was very confident that the information that he was giving me was verifiable. And I could feel that over the phone.
Did you get your medals in a timely manner?
I did indeed.
Did you get what you ordered?
Yes, I did.
How would you rate the experience overall?
10.
Call this number, 844-604-2575. Get yourself educated and get protected as we go forward. 844-604-2575.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with attorney Julie Menon, director of the Census for New York City, about the importance of being counted. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, I'm strong enough to live without you. Strong enough.
A little share for Nicole. There it is right there. 745 with Joe on the radio. Assemblymember Nicole Maliotakis represents Staten Island and Brooklyn. And a candidate for Congress. Nicole, welcome back to the show. A little music for you right there. Get your morning started.
Did you wish Cher a happy birthday yesterday? 74 years old.
How old is she now? 74, you said? Wow.
74, do you believe it? And she looks better than I do.
Oh, well, that's not true, but God bless her. And she's 74, yeah, God, and she's still out there, out and about. Hey, Nicole, how you holding up throughout this whole pandemic, okay?
Look, we're doing the best we can. I think the primary goal for any elected official right now is to help as many people as possible get through this crisis, whether that means getting supplies to your nursing homes, whether it means helping people apply for unemployment, whether it means getting the elderly lady down the street groceries. You know, that's what we should be doing, and that's what my staff continues to do each and every day. And, you know, a lot of people need help out there. That's what I'll tell you, Joe.
Yeah, well, you were one of the first to highlight the problem with the governor's executive order sending COVID patients to nursing homes. You know, I've been saying, we just talked to Congressman King, and I've been saying, I hate when we infight because I get upset with Governor Cuomo. I get upset with Governor Murphy, but I try to be positive because we're all in this together. But didn't someone alert the governors in New York and New Jersey, Nicole Maliotakis, that you put a COVID patient in the nursing home, it's going to spread like wildfire? That would be common sense. Were they not alerted to this?
I think it is common sense, and I think that, you know, I know the nursing homes were alerting them to it. And it is what it is. We cannot change it now. The governor needs to take responsibility. I see that he's trying to blame the CDC. He's trying to blame the president. Buck stops with him, and I know he knows that. And I think we need to move forward and do an investigation. I've called for an independent federal investigation because I don't believe the state can do one that's independent. And I was the first, actually, aside from the state conservative party chairman, Jerry Kosar. But since then, we've seen members of Congress. We've seen members of the state legislature. We've seen the Democratic chairman of the Assembly Health Committee all call for independent investigations. And I think it's important. I think it's very important because families want answers. What happened to the nursing homes was wrong. And I could tell you, as somebody who was on the ground at the time, not only did he allow these patients or mandate that these patients go back to the nursing homes, he didn't even give the staffs the proper PPE, the proper masks, gloves, N95 masks that were necessary to do the job safely. And I think that in itself was, even if you did do the mandate, at least give them the protective gear they need to do the job and stop the spread.
Yeah, and also, it's like one of my buddies, Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden down in Monmouth County in Jersey, Nicole, said, why didn't they put the patients into the Mercy? You had this huge Navy ship. You had the Javits Center. And again, I ask objectively here, Nicole Melita, because I don't want to accuse anybody, but did anybody think, well, maybe we shouldn't put the sick, you know, with the infirm? Maybe we should put them onto the ship when there were only 20 people on that whole big ship? I mean, is that fair to bring that up?
Absolutely. You know, I've written a letter to the governor asking those very questions. You know, these facilities came online within a week after that order, some of them, including, you know, let's start with the Javits Center, for example, the comfort ship. And still they continued that executive order until after we called for a federal investigation. Then he rescinded it. But the ship had gone home. You know, the Javits Center was being dismantled. And unfortunately, there were opportunities to make changes during that time period, and those changes weren't done, like moving people, as you said, to Comfort, to Javits, to the South Beach Psych Center here on Staten Island.
My goodness, you're right. Yeah, the Comfort coming up, amazing. And the president should get credit for mounting that, bringing that up, bringing the Army Corps of Engineer, which actually was Mayor de Blasio's idea, and the president didn't fight with the socialist mayor. He said, okay, and everybody's still criticizing. It's crazy. So hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it, Nicole. Hey, but the New York Post this morning, an editorial calling for the state to reopen. Have you had a chance to review it, and what are your thoughts, Nicole?
I sure have. You know, David Marcus is a great writer, and I think he made some excellent points in that piece, including saying our mayor was an idiot, by the way. He actually wrote that, and I encourage him. But look, the reality is this. We do need to open up parts of New York City now. It should have been done a while ago. A couple of weeks ago, I started pushing the governor to lift the ban on construction, on outdoor work. We're starting to push dentistry to be able to resume in the state. Elective surgeries, people are waiting for a hernia surgery, or they have gallbladder surgery that they need to have scheduled, hip replacement surgery. I've heard from constituents that have all of those things that they need to have addressed, and they can't do it because the governor continues to put a ban. Government does not know better than these medical professionals. We should give them the discretion to be able to treat their patients as they see fit. And I've been pushing for weeks now for the governor. I've gained traction by getting my colleagues in the state to join me in doing that. But we need the governor to lift this ban on elective surgery. Let the doctors use discretion. Let's restore non-emergency dental. Let's allow people outdoors. You know, Joe, any given weekend, how many people do you see at Central Park?
Yeah.
You can't have five guys working at a construction site to build a single family home, or two guys install a fence at your house.
Yeah, it's
ridiculous.
True. Yeah, and Nicole, before we let you go, so calling for this federal investigation into what happened with the nursing homes, do you see that happening?
Well, we'll have to see. It seems that, you know, now that members of Congress are joining in and also calling for the same, I think that it is gaining traction. So I think that's why the governor is trying to point the finger at CDC and the president to maybe give people pause. I think it's, you know, again, the buck stops here. If the federal government made any type of guidelines, they're guidelines. They weren't mandates. And the state had the ability to adjust it to the needs of their individual state. So the governor needs to take responsibility for what's occurring here. And I hope they do. I think it's just so important that families get answers, that we learn from this and it never happens again. And people need to know what was the information that this was based on.
That's true. Nicole Maliatakis, you can go to Nicole Maliatakis for Congress. Nicole Maliatakis for Congress, Assembly member. We always appreciate it, Nicole, you jumping on. Thanks for fighting the fight, and we'll talk soon. And thanks for doing all the great things you're doing, Nicole.
Thanks so much, Joe. Take care.
Okie dokie. Thanks so much. Hey, 752, look out. Susie's on the roads for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, and thanks, Joe. It's an accident on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Highland Boulevard. Two cars in the right lane, alternate sides suspended for religious observances, meters in effect. Heading into the city, the inbound George is okay, the inbound Holland, the inbound Lincoln is not. There's an accident with a full closure, 495 eastbound by Pleasant Avenue. Heavy delays in New Jersey, 78 westbound into exit 29 for 287 in Bedminster. That's an accident in the left lane, and now there's a crash on the Parkway south at 171. That's in the right lane. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Despite epidemic, many with cancer wish a fresh second opinion with Dr. Lederman. First in America with body radio surgery, private cancer treatment boutique at 38th and Broadway. Untreated cancer grows. With Dr. Lederman's radio surgery, most treated cancer never returns. Dr. Lederman's open for treatment of new and recurrent cancer, even if prior chemo, surgery, or radiation didn't work or isn't wanted. Dr. Lederman's open for your cancer treatment. Don't let cancer grow. Dr. Lederman's open. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES for your appointment. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Despite epidemic, people with cancer wish Dr. Lederman's experienced cancer care to hit their cancer. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Don't let cancer grow. Private cancer boutique. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Boomer Naturals. I love my Boomer Natural masks. You know, our world has changed, and when you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal, and Boomer Naturals makes it so nice. You should see the designs of these. You got to go to BoomerNaturals.com, please. You see these beautiful designs. My kids love them. I'm seeing Mikey today. You can see my boy Mikey. I got some Boomer Naturals for him, and I love it because when I put the Boomer Natural mask on, I could breathe. I could breathe. I took the garbage out yesterday. I took the big, and please, when you live in the country like I do, the garbage is like a whole episode. It's like a whole thing. You don't just put the can out, right? You got to take this whole big bin. I attach it to the back of my car. Sometimes I'll walk it. And a neighbor always appears every time I step out of my house. And I'm in the country, you know? Hey, Joe, how are you? Please don't get close to me. So I bring the Boomer Naturals mask, and I could breathe while I'm putting the thing on the car and driving it all the way down to the driveway in case someone comes over to me, you know? Very, very comfortable. And you know what I love about it? Because I study these things because I'm an absolute germaphobe, and I know about masks, and I know about keeping germs away. My whole life, please. I don't want to say I'm obsessed with it, but I'm very aware of it, that the Boomer Natural masks are made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, and that reduces particles getting into your nose and your mouth. Hello? Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is with face coverings. And when I give my mask to my kids, my most important thing, my whole life is my children, I want it to stop, you know, all the germs and those little droplets that you know, you can catch these viruses with. And so the Boomer Naturals, it protects 92.2% of those particles. That's huge. It's highly recommended, the face covering that is Boomer Naturals. And it's a 30-day, 30-use protective face cover in sizes for adults. And you know what? For children as well. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. You just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day use. Please order these. You're going to love them. BoomerNaturals.com. I'm so proud to tell you about BoomerNaturals.com. Now use the code Joe20 at checkout, save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50, okay? That's BoomerNaturals.com, your source for in-stock face coverings, BoomerNaturals.com. Hey, Joe Lumberg. Good morning, Joe. How are we doing this morning?
Doing good. It's another cool but comfortable day with sunshine. Temperature is going to be in the mid to upper 60s today. Yeah, we're going to have to deal with a couple of showers later tomorrow and again on Saturday, but that's the worst of the weather for the entire holiday weekend.
That's it. Then it's going to warm up, and then we're getting into a nice spring and summer.
Summer's
yes?
going to visit, I think, next week. Next week, I think it does get warmer. But low 70s for Sunday, Monday. By the way, the Balance of Nature allergy forecast is moderate to high again today.
All right. Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Hey, Dr. Robert Kadlec will join us, Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Liz Klayman on the show as well. Andrew Alfano, he's a CEO of Retro Fitness. He'll answer your questions about fitness. Joe Piscopo with Frankie Five Boroughs, Big Al, and Susie for Debbie. And you know what? We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
51 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Mortgage delinquencies are surging. A new report says delinquencies among borrowers for past due mortgages spiked by 1.6 million in April, the biggest single month jump in history. The report from mortgage analytics company Black Knight says about 3.6 million homeowners were past due on their mortgages at the end of April. The cities with the biggest jumps in delinquencies: Miami, Las Vegas, and New York City. Stock futures are down as Wall Street takes a pause from this week's rally. The Dow futures are down more than 140 points, nearly 2/3%. On the broader market, S&P 500 futures are down 0.7%. NASDAQ futures are off almost 0.6%. On Wednesday, the Dow and S&P 500 gained more than 1.5%. NASDAQ closed up more than 2%. More people are riding trains this morning. The MTA says daily ridership inched up over 600,000 on Wednesday for the first time since late March. Officials say mass ridership in New York City fell more than 90% after Governor Cuomo's pause order, which required all non-essential workers to stay home during the pandemic. The CDC now says that COVID-19 doesn't spread easily by touching contaminated surfaces and objects. That doesn't mean to stop washing hands and disinfecting. It still can transmit that way, but newly updated guidelines suggest it's not the main way to catch the virus. That's still through person-to-person contact. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.